the HomePod via Siri to turn the devices on or off, or activate apps. With third-party skills, you can add functionality to your HomePod. These skills are added to apps by app developers on your iOS device linked to the HomePod and not to the HomePod itself. HomePod hardware and specs. Processor. Apple A8. Microphones. 6. Tweeters. 7, each with custom amplifier. Subwoofer. 1, with a custom amplifier. Connectivity. AirPlay and or AirPlay 2, Bluetooth 5.0, and 802.11 AC Wi-Fi with MIMO. Dimensions. 6.8 inches tall by 5.6 inches wide. Weight. 5.5 pounds. Colors. White and black. Audio formats. HEAAC, AAC, Protected AAC, MP3, MP3 VBR, Apple Lossless, AIFF, WAV, and FLAC. System requirements. iPad Pro, Air, Mini, 2 or later, iPhone 5S or later, iOS 11.2.5 or later, or the 6th generation iPod Touch. Release date. The 9th of February, 2018. You need an iOS device to connect the HomePod for setup and some other features. It supports Apple's Cloud Music services, but not other music services, unless you stream music from an iOS device. Chapter 1. Setup and use HomePod. Listen to your favorite songs in an amazing way, get answers for your everyday questions, and control your home using the HomePod. Check to see that your iPod Touch, iPhone, or iPad has iOS 11.2.5 or a later version. The iOS device that you intend to use for the HomePod setup process should be logged into iCloud using your Apple ID. Make sure you turn on iCloud Keychain. A two-factor authentication setup is also required for your Apple ID. Connect the iOS device to your home Wi-Fi and turn on Bluetooth. The Apple Music app and the Home app must be installed on the device. Re-download them from the App Store if you had deleted them. Place your HomePod in the room on a solid surface. It should not touch a wall or a corner. Keep a 6-inch to 12-inch distance. The HomePod adjusts the sound depending on where it is placed. To set up your HomePod, plug it into power. You will hear a chime and see a blinking white light at the top. Unlock the iOS device you are using and hold it close to the HomePod. When you see it on your iOS device's screen, tap Setup. Pick a room and turn on Personal Requests. Transfer settings to enable automatic access to your home Wi-Fi network, iCloud, Apple Music, etc. If this is your second HomePod, an option will appear to use the two speakers as a pair. Relax and wait for the setup process to be completed. When it is done, Siri will greet you and offer examples to start you off. To see if the HomePod setup is really finished, launch the Home app and check if you can see the HomePod in the Rooms or Home tab. If you want, you can personalize and manage the HomePod settings in the Home app. If the setup screen does not appear, do not worry. There is a way to set up your HomePod manually. Launch the Home app and tap the plus option. Go to Add Accessory, Can't Scan / Don't Have a Code, HomePod. Then follow the instructions that will appear. To interact with your HomePod using Siri, you do not need another iOS device. All you need to do is say, "Hey Siri," and go on to make a request. You can even ask her, "Hey Siri, what can you do?" to know the basic functions. Check out these functions. Listen to podcasts and music. Siri can adjust the thermostat, control your HomeKit devices, and turn on the lights. Make personal requests. Ask Siri to send messages, edit notes, set a reminder, and check your calendar. More functions. Set a timer, get news updates, check the weather, etc. You can interact with the HomePod using the Home app, touch controls, or from the control center. The touch controls are at the top of the device. There is also a multicolored light that lets you know if Siri is listening. Chapter 2. HomePod Basics. The Apple HomePod is a smart speaker from Apple that has the ability to interact with Siri, play music, and control a smart home. It is small and uses Wi-Fi for its functions. The HomePod natively supports Apple Music. This includes Beats 1 Radio. The term natively support means that you can control the services by voice using Siri or via an iOS device.